With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy, with Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketplace platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results fast. It's okay if you don't know much about marketing. Constant Contact's writing assistant tools and automation features help you craft messaging and say the right things at the right time. I use this to help write and send my email newsletters, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
All systems are go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Van Vliet!
It is so good to see you. Welcome back to another audio adventure on Insight. It's your friendly neighborhood, CVV. Chris Van Vliet here, and man, it's been too long since we did a solo episode. Like, way, way too long. So that changes today with this episode. And while it's awesome to be able to share conversations with some of the most successful people on the planet, and you've seen the guest list lately, it's been huge star after huge star. The Rock, Henry Cavill, George Clooney, Julia Roberts, Dane Cook, Buff Bagwell, Dan Lambert, the list goes on, Chris Angel. While that's amazing, there's nothing better than being able to chat with you one-on-one like this, because without you, there is no podcast. Without you, there is no YouTube channel. So it's great to be able to just hang out like this. And I went live on both of my YouTube channels, the main Chris Van Vliet channel and the CVV Clips channel earlier this week. It's just good to be able to chat one-on-one, answer your questions. And I'm going to do an episode of the podcast in the next few weeks where I answer your questions. So keep a lookout for a tweet where I'm going to be getting as many questions as I can from you guys. And then I'm going to answer, 8, 10, 12 of them on an episode. And that'll be part one of the Ask Me Anything. So all of that is to say, thank you for being here. And it would mean a lot to me if you subscribed or followed wherever you're listening, if you haven't done that already. Because we've got a lot of amazing episodes to round out the year and then to kick off 2023 in a big, big way. Speaking of questions that I get asked, one of the ones that I get asked a ton is, what's the biggest thing you've learned from one of your interviews? Or what's the best piece of advice that you've received during an interview? And there's two that really stand out for me. That's what this episode's all about. So, I mean, there's two for now. I'm sure that as we keep going, there'll be, you know, more nuggets of information and nuggets of knowledge that will kind of sit with me and that I want to share with you. But the first one comes from The Rock. And I'm sure you've heard me mention this story before, so I'll make it brief. But he told me a great story about how sometimes the best things in life are the things that don't happen. Because it was his goal to play in the NFL. And you know, he had an amazing college career. Then he went and tried out for the CFL, got cut from the CFL, and he never made it to the NFL. So he never got to live his original dream, which was to play in the NFL. But everything in his life ended up lining up to get him to exactly where he is right now, which is one of, if not the biggest stars on the planet. And he also told me a quote during my most recent interview, and if you listen to the episode, you heard it. It's a quote he says all the time, but it's such a good one. So it's like a twofer with The Rock here. And then we'll move on to the next piece of advice, which is the title of the episode, the three words from John Cena. But The Rock said, it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice. It's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice. And Dwayne is just such a shining example of that. One of the kindest people, not just celebrities, one of the kindest people that I've ever met who always makes space for whoever he's talking to. And that's something, that's a big lesson I've learned from him, is just to like try your very best in every moment to try to make the person you're speaking with feel special. And I don't just mean in an interview, I mean in your personal relationships too. That's with your husband or wife, boyfriend or girlfriend, your mom, your brother, your sister, your dad, whoever it is, you know, the person at the grocery store, someone who's cutting your hair. Like, it doesn't take much to go out of your way and make someone smile. So be the reason that someone smiles today. The second one was from John Cena. I've interviewed him a handful of times, but the interview that I'm talking about is in 2019. It was during WrestleMania 35 weekend in New York City. And it was just really special. You want to talk about someone making time and making space for you? That's what this interview is all about. And if you've seen the interview, or if you remember the interview, there was just something very grounded about John Cena during that interview. I even commented, I'm like, have you been like meditating more? Like he just seemed so zen and so self-reflective of everything that he had done in his career and everything that he was currently doing in his career. And he said three words during that conversation that immediately changed my life in that moment and have continued to change my life ever since. Control the controllable. Far too often, we worry about the things in our life that we have zero control over, and we focus our thoughts, our emotions, our time, all of that on that. Control the controllable. We can't control what happens to us, but what we do have control over is how we react to the things that happen to us. There's no point in getting mad or getting angry about something that you have zero control over. Absolutely zero control over that. But what you can do is you can go, man, what can I do in this moment? How can I react to this? You can choose to be angry. You can choose to feel upset. You can choose to take it personally, which you should never take anything personally. Or you can choose to go, wow, that person is really dealing with a lot right now. Or wow, what that person's actions are doing have nothing to do with me. And it's reflective of who they are and where they are in their life. And that's where you should focus your efforts.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Tony Robbins says, what you focus on is how you feel. What you focus on is how you feel. And how true is that? If you focus on being angry and being upset, and boy, it is so easy in this world right now to focus on all of those things. How do you think you're going to feel all day, all week, all month, perhaps all year? If you're always constantly focusing on, man, I don't have this because of that person, or I can't have this because of this thing. What you can focus on, though, is how you want to react to all of those things that are happening in your life. And I'm not saying that every day is going to be perfect or every month is going to be perfect, but what you do have control over is what's in front of you right now. So that's just three words from John Cena. And it's crazy because that was like a 20-minute interview. That might also be the interview that you remember where I tried to cut it off. He told me we had 10 minutes. I tried to cut off at like the 10-minute mark. He said, keep going. I tried to cut it off again and wrap it up. And he's like, we've still got more time. Like, how kind is he to do that? But it's amazing that out of that 20-minute interview, three words stand out so much for me, and I hope that they really stand out for you as well. Control the controllable. Hope you enjoyed this solo episode, this chance for us to just hang out one-on-one like this. And there's going to be many more of these. So if you have some ideas about what our next solo episode should be about, send me a tweet, send me an email, cvv@chrisvanvliet.com. Send me a DM on Instagram or on TikTok, @chrisvanvliet on Instagram, @chris.vanvliet on TikTok. And if you enjoyed this episode, and if you thought it was a powerful message, send it to someone who you think would enjoy this. Send it to someone who you think might get something out of this. And also take a screenshot. Tag me. Also tag the Invisible Man. Tag John Cena on Instagram or on Twitter so that we can share that out as well. And we've got many more like this on the way. Now that my house is all set up, I'm sure you've heard me talk about it, but I recently bought a house with my fiance. We moved in. It was under renovations for like 2 months. So now that the renovations have finally ended, and they did such an amazing job here, but now that the renovations and the noise, the renovations have ended and the noise has died down, I've got time to not have to like be dodging the sounds of jackhammers and saws and everything. So many more episodes like this are on the way. So let me know what you want to hear. Until then, be great, be grateful. We will see you on the next one for some more insight.